Hello, everybody. Welcome to this commentary for The Enemy of the World. I'm Toby Haydoke. I'm an actor and a comedian and also an anthropomorphised anorak with Doctor Who coming out of my ears, nose and throat at all hours of the day. Fortunately, that's going to be put to good use, hopefully, as I'm joined by one of the stars of these relatively recently discovered episodes. So I'm going to ask her to introduce herself now.
I'm Deborah Watling, and I played Victoria Waterfield.
Hello, Deborah Watling, who played Victoria Waterfield. It's very nice of you to join us for this this episode that we wouldn't be able to do this to in relatively recent history because we didn't have it. So
no, we didn't. It was discovered, one of the lost episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Discovered, and that was amazing, absolutely amazing when I found out that it was this.
And we could see for the first time your tartan hat.
Actually, I've forgotten I had that on. I think it's called a tam o'shanter.
Yes.
I think it is. And the little kilt. And look at Pat running into the sea, doing all that and tearing his clothes off. We didn't really realise he was going to do that.
Well, and he does a funny, doesn't he? He does a little kick here.
Yes,
look
yes,
at that.
There he goes.
I think that's the beauty. I mean, we always miss, you know, the fact that episodes are missing. We miss stuff. But I think with Patrick in particular, his performance had so many nuances and little things to it that when we do get an episode of his back, he brings so much that you wouldn't expect or anticipate.
He absolutely does. I saw an excerpt of Evil on the box recently, and it was me entering the TARDIS, and I'm saying, Doctor, what is all this? And he says, well, Victoria, it's my home, but all the tones in his voice and the merriment that came out of him and the twinkle in the eye, just looking at this young girl saying, it's my home.
Mm. That's you're in your evil costume, but that's the beginning of Tomb. That's the filmed sequence in the TARDIS at the beginning of Tomb, because you've just...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a lovely scene. He's very protective of you, isn't he? He has that tone. There's that tone later, scene later in Tomb of the Cybermen where he talks about his family.
Yes,
and it's terribly charming.
I didn't want to wake you up because you're so old.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... But that actual scene was... Oh, I woke up that morning with flu. So I usually used to drive into the studio, but they had a 7-hour car. And I got to that scene and it was a long speech. And right at the end, I fluffed. We had to do the whole thing all over again. I was thinking, oh, no, but it worked, you see, it worked.
Yeah,
People say it's iconic.
It is. It's a wonderful scene. And here's Mary Peach.
Oh, I was so envious of Mary because of her costume. It looks like a jumpsuit. I thought she was absolutely beautiful, Mary. But I saw her, a few months ago at one of the signings. She hasn't changed that much at all.
Stunning lady,
brilliant,
yeah.
Absolutely stunning. No, I don't know who that is.
That's Henry Stamper. He's playing an Australian. He's not an Australian. He was Scottish. But the reason he's cast as an Australian is because he did a lot of radio work and he was known in the business as an expert on all dialects and could differentiate dialects even within a county. And in some radio productions played several different characters. So one would guess that when they said we need an Australian, if they didn't have enough Australian actors, they'd go, well, Henry Stamper can do pretty much anything. So that's what his big thing in the business was, yeah.
Right, goodness me. Can I ask something, Toby? Do you know every member of the cast? I mean, you
seem to know... Well, not intimately, but let's not start any gossip.
You seem to know so much about them and what they did and what...
It's because I had a terribly misspent youth, I think. I've achieved nothing else, so that's why I guess I'm always asked along to this and not to people's houses for parties. Yes, I don't know. I can't remember what day it is, but for some reason I soak up this stuff about actors.
You retain it.
Yes.
It's extraordinary, yeah. Was this Little Hampton?
It is Little Hampton, yes.
Yeah, oh, look at Pat.
And the hovercraft is a swish
piece
of kit.
Yes, and there was a helicopter, I think, as well.
Yes, and the first time a helicopter has been used in Doctor Who, an actual helicopter.
Yeah. We were before our time, weren't we?
Absolutely, and that's a great shot. I like the way the guys are on the...
I remember it was absolutely freezing on that beach, but you had to keep going. Look at us running.